Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's have a chat with the Daily Mail's Dominic King about international duty and players who've got a point to prove at the moment. Morning to you, Dom.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Let's start with you covered the under-21s, didn't you, a couple
of
days ago for the Daily Mail. And we're talking about players with a point to prove. Jordan Ibe's one of those this season. He's been desperately trying to find some form, but yet again, a bit more misery for him. He came off the bench and was actually sent off in that game. How is he in himself, Dom, at the moment?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to think back to the pre-season talk, just to give all this context. When Liverpool were in Australian and Southeast Asia, he was absolutely brilliant. He was the one player that you thought, oh, he's going to really make an impact this season. He scored a couple of great goals, and his play down the right was really eye-catching. And for some reason or another, he just hasn't kicked on at all through the course of the season. He looks like he's short of confidence, and that was something that Gareth Southgate picked up on. He said afterwards to us, he said, doesn't look like he's got that belief that he had about him, and just give you an indication of where his fortunes are. I mean, he actually started the first game of the qualifying campaign in Norway, and this time he was probably lucky to be on the bench, and I'm not sure he would have got on it had it not been for an injury to John Swift, Chelsea player.
A lot of expectation put on his shoulders at the start of the season. People were referring to him as the perfect replacement for Raheem Sterling. I just wonder how heavily that weighed with him.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but I think that talk was a bit outlandish, really. I mean, he's only a really, really young lad. An awful lot to prove this time last year. He'd only just basically got into Liverpool's team, hadn't he? Saying that, though, he has played nearly more than, I think he's played over 100 games in senior football. So, he has to make that next step sooner or later.
Men with a point to prove tonight. We spoke then about Ibe, but tonight you've got John Stones, Ross Barkley, Daniel Sturridge. So three players on our patch who really have got a point to prove in an England shirt.
Yeah, Sturridge in particular is the main one, isn't he? Harry Kane is, you'd probably say he's the number one striker in the country at the minute, ahead of Vardy. Maybe it's a toss of the coin, but when Sturridge is on his A game, I don't think there's a better finisher around in the league. He's deadly when he's in the right mood. He'll be looking to cement his own claims, and John Stones as well. I mean, I seen Roy Hodgson was saying after the weekend, that he has to eliminate some mistakes. But I mean, the silly mistakes that had crept into his performances since the turn of the year. But I just think John Stones is a Rolls Royce. Just think he needs a couple of games, and you'll see what a top player he is.
Yeah, he's the man, isn't he? Just back to Sturridge quickly. So just 5 goals in 16 games over 5 years for England, and that's his problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that, 16 games over 5 years, three a year basically, isn't it? It's nowhere near good enough. In the last 18 months has just been horrendous for him. It's clearly taken a toll on him in terms of how much he's suffered trying to get back. He's been through, huge anguish. But as I said, you just have to think of how he was. I mean, you've seen him every week in that 2013-14 season. He was just, exceptional whenever he got a chance. And if he gets in that kind of groove, then what a weapon England will have.
And hope he gets back to that. So 5 strikers, you presume Kane, Vardy, Rooney, Welbeck and Sturridge. You presume that they all get included within the squad for the Euros?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about Welbeck is he's versatile, isn't he? Welbeck could put, if he's going to play one striker up front with, three in behind, Welbeck can play off a flank. But again, I mean, seeing him play against Everton a couple of weeks ago, and Arsene Wenger was glowing about him afterwards, and Wenger had a glint in his eye that almost suggested that now he's back, that the title race might not be over for them. I mean, I think he's being a bit optimistic himself, but I mean, you know, that's the type of quality Welbeck gives me, feels.
That's Dominic King from the Daily Mail. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.